On Saturday, state lawmakers from around the country will meet at Mount Vernon to discuss how they can push for a new constitutional convention. Their primary goal is to pass and ratify an amendment to the U.S. Constitution requiring a balanced federal budget. Current state Scott Pohl has a Michigan perspective on the effort to enact a balanced budget amendment.
State Senator Mike Green is a Republican who represents the 31st District in Aranac, Bay, Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. Most Americans are familiar with amending the Constitution with passage by 2/3 votes in both houses of Congress, followed by ratification by 3/4 of the states. Senator Green tells me that the Mount Vernon Assembly is being held to discuss the other way the Constitution can be amended under Article 5. It provides for a way that state legislatures can force Congress to call a constitutional convention.
Yeah, the process really is quite simple. Someone has to introduce a resolution in the House or the Senate, and both houses have to pass it on a majority record roll call vote, and then that goes to Congress. The message is sent that Michigan has passed it, and then once 34 states passes a resolution for a call to a convention, the convention will happen. Congress will designate a time and a place. The states will get together to proceed what the resolution calls to do.
And it's my understanding that once it comes to that, should an amendment be approved at such a convention, that then would still also have to be ratified by 3/4 of the states. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct, yes.
And you have introduced a resolution requiring a balanced budget amendment. It has passed the Senate. It awaits action in the House, right?
Exactly right there, too. It's a process that really is quite simple. Went to committee, voted out of committee, went to the, just like any bill would do. But in these instances, according to the Constitution, the governor does not play a role.
All right. Explain why you think a balanced budget amendment is a good idea.
Well, I don't have stats in front of me, but statistics over and over and over has shown that Congress is spending money like a drunken sailor, if I can use the term, without offending any sailors. But they're out of control. They seem to find a solution to every problem by throwing a lot of money at it. And it's not, of course, it's not their money. It's not even our money. It's borrowed money. And the process seems to get worse and worse every year, and it doesn't seem to matter which president is running the country, Republican or Democrat. They still spend money that they don't have, continue to increase the debt, and continue to leave major, major obligations to my kids and my grandkids. And it has to stop. And they have not shown any inclination to stop it. Now, this process, a balanced budget amendment, has been talked about a lot over the last number of years. It almost happened under President Reagan, and they were one state short of having a convention. But we really believe the movement across the nation, and it is a movement, will push this to a convention, and then it'll have to be ratified by the states.
What are you hearing about the state house and whether it's likely to approve your measure?
Yeah, they'll pass it. They've explained to me they're not in a big hurry to do it, but they're going to do it probably after the first of the year.
And it then goes to Congress. It bypasses the governor's office, right?
Absolutely. And Congress keeps track. Somebody in Congress, I'm not sure, but they keep track of what states have done it. And once that magic number is hit of 34, then that triggers them to call the convention.
Have other states already reached that point of passage in both houses of their legislature, with the exception, I assume, of one of the states has a unicameral legislature?
Yeah, right now 20 has passed it. We'll be the 21st. Now, as I mentioned, when Ronald Reagan was president, it would have been in the 80s, they passed, 34 states had passed it, 33, they could never get to 34. Now, at that point, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin were not ones on record passing it. But this time, we're all three going to pass it.
Now, state lawmakers from all over the country are getting together this weekend at Mount Vernon
to talk about a constitutional convention. Is the balanced budget amendment the primary focus, do you know, of the people who are gathering at Mount Vernon? Are there other constitutional amendments that might be considered?
The balanced budget amendment is the main impetus for this discussion. But really, what we're getting together to do is to begin planning for the convention when it happens. Not if it happens, but when it happens. We'll be able to understand a little bit more about the process. Now, each state will send delegates, but they'll only have one vote of whether or not to accept language for the amendment. Most all of the resolutions states are passing are the same. Some may not be identical, but the majority of them will, and the main focus will be the balanced budget amendment. And I think that's probably all that will be discussed.
I brought it up because I wondered if there was any possibility or likelihood of this turning into something of a kettle of fish where more issues would be raised, perhaps things would get bogged down because the focus is dispersed. Is there any concern that that sort of thing might erupt at this meeting?
There is a lot of concern by people that don't want it to happen. And that is some of the discussion going on now by people that don't want a balanced budget amendment on our Constitution. They're trying to stir up, negatives towards passing the resolution by saying, oh, it'll turn into a runaway convention. It'll rewrite our whole convention, which isn't true. I mean, our whole Constitution, which isn't true at all, because you got to remember, after we pass this, and after we propose an amendment, 38 states have to pass it in order for it to become law, part of the Constitution.
Well, you've reflected on the likelihood of the number of states needed to call such a convention. Do you have a sense for whether there are 38 states out there that might ratify a balanced budget amendment?
Well, we're quite sure we'll get 34. And I'm not sure where the other four are going to come from. There is a leadership, a nationwide group that's doing, and they call it the Balanced Budget Amendment Task Force, comprised of legislators and non-legislators. And this task force is moving the states, getting them information, helping them pass it in committee. And they're the ones that's kind of overseeing the whole thing. They believe that there will be 38 states to do it. Now, once it's recommended, the amendment, I don't believe there's a timeline that 38 states have to pass it by.
Would you know if any other Michigan lawmakers are going to this meeting at Mount Vernon?
I do know. Representative Eric Nesbitt is going to be there.
We've mentioned that this approach bypasses the governor's office. Do you know whether the governor supports a balanced budget amendment or not?
I never got a direct statement from him saying, absolutely, yes, we do. I spoke with his chief of staff, and he alluded to one of his state of the state messages where he alluded to that, and that, yes, absolutely, he believes he would support it, but I never got anything directly from him. In fact, because we didn't need him, we really didn't go that direction. But we're convinced that he probably does because of his outlook on balancing budgets.
One would assume that this particular effort is made up primarily, maybe even exclusively, of Republicans. Have you heard from any of your Democratic colleagues about how they react not just to the notion of a balanced budget amendment, but the idea of calling a constitutional convention? What are Democrats telling you?
Well, in our Senate, all 12 of them voted no. There is a real feeling that if we have a balanced budget, we won't have a lot of pork to spend. So some people are concerned about that. Well, gee, how will we balance our budgets if we didn't get as much money from the federal government? Well, that was the way they argued on the floor in the Senate that, gee, we want to just keep the process going. And by saying that, they meant they want to keep borrowing and spending. But there has been other states with Democratic leadership I believe that has passed it. But I can't, I probably could tell you a little bit more about that after I get back Saturday after that. 70% of Dem Senate caucus voted for it in Ohio. 70% of the Democratic caucus voted for it.
Is there any special significance to holding this meeting at Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington?
Well, George Washington was a part of the original Constitution forming it. And other than that, I'm not sure. It was a place, there's a couple state legislative associations meeting in Washington this weekend, and that Washington would have been a good place for it. And I guess, as long as we're going to be in Washington, let's do it at Mount Vernon. So I'm going to assume that's the reason.
State Senator Mike Green is one of many legislators from around the country gathering at Mount Vernon this weekend to talk about a balanced budget amendment and calling a constitutional convention to make that happen. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, and we hope we get this thing done.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.